You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, December 25th, Christmas, week 271. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
This is Destiny Pizza. Let's get in the leftovers. Let's not beat around the bush.
All right. It's Christmas Day. People got
Christmas Day.
Things
people
to
just
do.
Open a present. Maybe you got a new phone and you're like, what podcast should I christen this phone with?
Yes.
Oh, there's a new Destiny Pizza episode. I want to listen to that.
Clearly the one to go with.
It was so sad. Someone was like, oh, I don't really listen to podcasts. Like, if I did, I would probably listen to yours. And I was like, no.
It's like,
I was like, there's a lot of good podcasts.
That'd be a weird place to start, I think.
Yeah. But then, like, some people are like, oh my God, I love your podcast because I know nothing about pop culture and I get all my pop culture information from you.
True. That there it's useful.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, they are making this? Oh. Because you wouldn't know the news unless you actually physically looked it up yourself.
And we do that for you.
Yeah. This cuts out the middleman.
Yeah.
Of like, oh, I got to research? Nah.
Do you think there's space in the podcast world for a Mission Viejo podcast? Like a podcast about Mission Viejo news?
Yes, if you have those crazy stories of like the crimes and stuff.
Well, not just that, but then there's also mundane things of like businesses opening. And I guess it wouldn't be maybe Mission Viejo. Maybe it would be like South Orange County.
Yeah, it'd be have to be
like,
a little bit
cover,
wider
like,
area.
Laguna Hills Mall is closing.
Yeah. I don't know. But you'd have to come up with interesting things to like say about it instead of just like...
Each day I interview a resident.
Oh my gosh.
Or each week there's a resident
somehow
as a guest.
Somehow sounds worse and worse as you describe it.
And I just slowly expand from my household is like the first five guests. And then my neighbor. And I expand to his family.
And finally, those are the thoughts of everyone
in Quail Run.
And just Quail Run. Now let's move on to this neighborhood.
Hills.
Oh no, someone moved in and out of this neighborhood.
Why didn't you leave, sir?
What are your opinions? You're an outsider to this town.
Well, like, no, because like one of my neighbors, he moved here when he was 17 and he never left.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you're living my dream.
Except you've been here longer.
Yeah, but like to never, like, because he's old.
Yeah.
So it's like to never leave. Like, true. He went to Capo.
Wow.
And then, oh, his.
Yeah, I guess it's weirder in this area because, like, well, California almost in general, because you're like, everyone's a transplant from somewhere.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's weirder here than.
To like have grown up in here.
Yeah. Right? You're like, wait, there's local people here?
Yeah.
People have
like,
been here 50 years?
I can't imagine Mission Viejo back then.
Yeah. Because I imagine Mission Viejo like
Mission Viejo
when I was a kid.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like when we were
they were still
young,
constructing the city, like there's still a
like
lot of
City
stuff.
Hall wasn't where it was.
Yeah.
And like the library wasn't where it was.
Yeah, I'm like, so much has changed. How was it 10 years before that? Because like it must have been even more.
Like those are the areas of Mission Viejo I don't even go to because I don't
yeah.
consider that Mission Viejo.
Yeah, like old Mission Viejo.
And I'm like, Jesus Christ, like this city is so run down. Like
don't go to that part.
This is in city limits.
So, did I say? Yeah, isn't this like Lake Forest? What is this?
Yeah, what city?
Like,
this is super
Laguna.
Inside baseball.
Very much so. We're doing the Mission Viejo podcast right now.
Yeah. That answers my question.
Yeah.
About what it would be like. Boring as hell for everyone else. So let's get into leftovers movie news.
All right.
Lady and the Tramp news.
Oh, did we mention that first news?
Movie news.
Oh, that's not movie news. Okay, Lady and the Tramp. They're going to use real dogs.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Because everything's just CGI nowadays. It's like, does that mean that you think that
I think they're
so
gonna...
the dogs won't talk? It's going to be like the hear inside
No, but
their
they
head.
Do talk.
But look, they're not going to do like a CGI mouth.
I think they're going to do a CGI mouth.
Really? Is that going to look
It never
good?
Looks good.
Yeah.
But what if... Okay, so what if they didn't use real dogs, but they used models of real dogs?
Maybe that's what they're going to do.
But then, did you... I saw an article that was, like, mind-blowing this week, and it was AI created these faces.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just completely made-up faces.
Yeah.
That AI made.
And they matched
did you see
up
that?
With... No. Did they match up with real people?
No. But it was just, like, AI created faces and cars.
Yeah.
And houses.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you'd believe that, like... Yeah, it's 5 days ago on The Verge. Like, that's an AI-created face.
Oh, wow.
That's an AI-created face. These are all faces
that makes
created
me very
by
very uneasy.
Like, because of how, because if you didn't know that, you would think
I know.
These are just stock images of random people.
You are just that's really creepy.
And then there's
that is
creepy. They also showed cars. It was really crazy.
Yeah. That's nuts.
This was from 2014. This is what AI used to generate back in 2014. This is today.
Very much accelerated.
Maybe it's on this one. That's really creepy, right?
Like, yeah, it really is. Because
you're like, oh, like those.
Those
you could be
like people.
You could be attracted to like a non-existent person. What does that mean?
Just means that.
To be like physically attracted to someone who doesn't exist.
Oh.
That's a
There's
movie.
There's got to be a term for that, right?
Yeah, it's called.
There will be, if there isn't yet.
If I coin it right now, it's called.
Well, I mean,
it's pseudo-sexualism.
Isn't that like, well, what about alterations of a person that does exist? Is that the same thing or is that different?
Cause I think that's more okay, though. Like, morally.
Yeah.
Like, that shouldn't mess with your head if you're like, this person's attractive if you skewed this.
Yeah.
But if you created something out of nothing and we're like, that's attractive, I think you have to, without this technology existing, if you didn't know about that, if someone was like, could you be attracted to a fictional face? It's like a fictional face.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It is weird. It is weird.
Like, that's how our civilization, like, I feel like that's how our ancestors would have died. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they would trick them and then kill them.
Could, yeah.
Let's see if it's the Cars one. The one I saw was Cars. And I was like, really? I think it was, yeah, I don't know. But yeah. No. So maybe something like that. Why don't they just use dogs that never existed? They should use AI to create dogs.
Yeah, but it's still, you would still know that it's CGI. You can tell.
Yeah.
Like when they're moving, it's easier to do a picture.
Than no, but I mean, like, if it's like Jungle Book status CGI.
Yeah.
With dogs that never existed.
Yeah.
Like, how long until we make a movie that's human CGI with people who never existed using this technology?
Yeah.
And then you never have to pay a celebrity again.
True. Yeah, there's going to be eventually a thing where it's like you're liking it. Like, does that already exist? Like, does Arnold Schwarzenegger, like when they did that Terminator movie?
They needed his permission, yeah.
They did need his permission. Okay, so that already exists.
Yeah, you can't use someone's likeness.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, that's like the deep fakes thing.
Yeah.
Because like people get in trouble for that now, like for that porn, that deep fakes porn.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it's weird. Because it's like not that person, but like it's supposed to look like that person.
Yeah. What about like a video? Because I've seen like a video demonstration where they do like Obama.
Yeah. Like, it was like Jordan Peele.
Yeah. But they need his permission or they can do it as a demonstration? I still don't.
I think as long as you're not doing anything sketchy with it.
I guess so. So gray. Such a gray area still.
It's like that Rachel Riley one.
Yeah. But she did that one herself. Or like.
Well, she supposedly didn't know about it when they showed her the video.
Yeah.
The crazy thing is they faked the speech and the face.
Yeah. That is weird.
Where were we?
Aladdin news. More Disney news.
Yeah, the photos got released.
Mm-hmm.
On Entertainment Weekly. Looked like crap.
Yeah, Entertainment Weekly always looks like crap. But yeah, we saw
Jafar looks young.
Jafar does look young.
Makes sense though.
Yeah, it makes more sense. Like, it's better age wise that because he wants to go with Jasmine, so it's like
it's less creepy, I guess.
Less creepy, I think. But yeah, we saw like the main cast.
What do you think about
Jasmine,
Genie?
Blue.
Will Smith genie.
A weird, like weird hairstyle. It's kind of odd. I'm waiting to see him in his like.
It seems kind of like racist.
He's gonna be in full CGI blue though. Like that's just. I think that's just his disguise to blend in.
Oh.
Yeah, he's gonna be blue. He's not gonna look like that the whole time.
Is you? You're saying it as if you're certain.
I am certain that Will Smith said it. He said it. He said, "No, this is just like what it looks like. He's gonna be blue. They're just not done with it yet, so it doesn't look. Okay. It's not finished, so that's why they didn't release it. But yeah, he's. I assume he's like when he does that whole entourage thing, he's just gonna be
look like Will Smith.
Will Smith. He's like I'm
like Prince Ali.
Yeah, he's my servant or whatever. And then he's gonna be come out of the lamp as a blue dude. Yeah." So yeah, because I was like, wait, he's not gonna be blue at all? Because like that.
Yeah, but you know how much a black dude is gonna stick out in Agrabah? Well, actually, no, that's not true. Because in that one picture, there's like a Chinese dude in Agrabah.
Yeah, I think Agrabah, fictional Agrabah,
is very diverse,
a different place.
As long as there's no white people in there, I'm fine.
I hope that's the case.
Yeah.
Are there songs in this movie?
Yeah,
there's gotta be some songs, right? Yeah,
I think so. And there's like a new song.
Yeah,
I'm just like, oh,
yeah. Wait for a good new song. Beauty and the Beast proved that wasn't possible.
You
don't
like
that
when
you
I
like some of the new Beauty and the Beast songs.
The new.
Did you ever see the movie?
I never saw it. Yeah. But when I saw it,
oh man,
at Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra's first date.
Yeah,
I was there.
You were at their first date. Yeah, creepily watching.
I was like, oh no, I didn't even know they were there. I found out later.
Oh, you happened to be at the same place?
Yeah, we were at the their first date was at the Beauty and the Beast with the orchestra at the Hollywood Bowl.
Wait, at the same time you were there?
Yeah.
Okay, weird.
I mean, what can
it's
I say?
It's a huge place. That's like, we're at a sporting event at the same time as that other person.
Yeah, it's like all the times I'm at a Laker game.
Or like
Al Pacino,
we were at a concert and like they were there too.
Yeah. But it's like,
they have a new song.
They played the, like, because I guess the Beast has a song.
Oh yeah, I hate that song.
But when I heard it, it was really good.
Maybe at the live show. But like,
and like everyone who was there with me agreed.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yeah, this is way better than the movie version.
Yeah, the movie version. Oh.
And I was like, I wouldn't know. I was like, but I really dug the song when it was like this Christian singer singing it.
Yeah, I bet that's it. It sounds better when it's that. I think in the context of the movie, I'm just like. Just play Be Our Guest. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Play me something. And the fact that that movie's a little too long. It's like, you're just adding this stuff to make this movie longer.
Yeah.
It's like, it could be that short with just the regular song. But yeah, I know they always have to put their stamp on things. I get it.
Well, I think they do that for Oscars. Because even like Les Mis, they did that.
Yeah.
In Les Mis, they added a song that was an original song because then it would be up for the Oscar original. Yeah. Song.
Yes, that's true.
Because you're
You can't re-win it for a song that already won.
Yeah.
If it's
which is why. Well, did you hear about like Solo?
Oh yeah.
Wasn't up for like Oscars because it was literally submitted too late.
Yeah, this isn't the same thing happened with Mandy, or there was another violation like that.
Maybe.
That's not up for certain awards because
that's crazy
stuff. And I'm like, this is the first time I'm hearing of any of that.
Like someone should have lost their job.
Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, the new reboot is not going to feature Johnny Depp.
So that's refreshing.
That's really good news.
Who would you go with?
He wouldn't be. It'd be a different character, right? Like they wouldn't be Jack Sparrow.
If you were going to make a movie about pirates, who?
Like
is
I
the
can
actor?
Have like a new captain or a new lead or whatever.
Yeah,
and like it's not. It can be in the. That's why I don't understand the description. I don't know if it's a reboot in the sense it's in a different universe. Or if it's like,
I was thinking about that today too, because I was thinking about like the term soft reboot.
Yeah,
because like they said, Bumblebee is like a soft reboot because it takes place in the same universe.
Yes,
but then the reason it doesn't have Megatron in it is so it can stay in like canon.
Yeah,
so it's like, but like,
yeah, because the rules were kind of established that Megatron was like frozen for like 100 years or whatever in that dam or whatever in the first movie. I don't know, but that I don't even know the continuity because I haven't seen the last couple movies. But like they were going back in time, there were Nazis in Transformers, so I don't get that.
Yeah,
I remember the one I did see; they were on the moon and stuff. So I don't get.
There's a Viking Transformer.
Yeah, so and they're like dinosaur transformers.
Oh, that reminds me. I need to Google How to Train Your Dragon.
To see how many there are. I think there's only three.
Oh, shit. I think you're right.
Only three. I think it just takes them a while to make them. Because they're like, we want it to be good.
Two and then a hidden.
Okay. Who do I want to see?
Oh, there's a television series.
Let's see. Who do I want to be? Pirate movie.
Like, you can choose anyone.
I know. I'm trying to figure out.
What's that kid from Beautiful Boy?
Oh, Timothée Chalamet.
He looks like a pirate.
Eh, kinda. I feel like he's more like the Will Turner role. He's like the guy that. He's like the swordsman. He seems like a more like that kind of character.
Or Ezra Miller.
To me. Yeah, he's kind of like a pirate. I'm going to get somebody with like a British accent, though.
You want a British pirate?
I want a British pirate.
What if they rebooted it and it was like those, what were those pirates from like Sudan, well, not Sudanese, like Barkhad Abdi, where's he from? Sudan, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What if it was like
Somalian pirates?
Somali. Yeah. What if they're like Somali pirates?
That's what they should do.
Yeah.
Go to a different part of the world, pirates.
Make it more romantic.
Yeah.
Romanticize that, Disney.
Yeah. Do that. Modern day pirates.
Pirates of the Somalia.
That's what they should do. Yeah. Why does it have to be the Caribbean?
What if there was like a really like theatrical pirate from Somalia?
He's just like, he's got the whole show pomp and circumstance.
Yeah.
It's like, it's modern times, but he's like really into this pirate thing.
Yeah. No, like he still has like a machine gun and stuff. But yeah. He's very theatrical when he takes over a ship. He's like, and this is the day you'll never forget that I took over your ship.
He kind of did that in Captain Phillip. I'm the captain now. I mean, that's kind of theatrical. Yeah. That's,
where is he now?
That's the theatrical
guy.
You're going to get.
That's so bad for
him. He shows up every now and then in things. Look at his IMDb. He was in a, what's that thing? He showed up for like 2 seconds. In something. I'm trying to figure out. I can't remember what it was.
Blade Runner.
That's what it was. He showed up in Blade Runner. And that was last year, so not too long ago. He's showing up and stuff.
Oh, the Pirates of Somalia.
He had a new thing. It already exists.
The movie already exists. Al Pacino.
Oh.
Barkhad Abdi as Abdi.
Man, he's really getting typecast as a pirate.
From Somalia, it's almost as if. Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, who would you want? Do you have any ideas?
I mean, he's kind of old. I like to see Hugh Jackman as a pirate. I know.
That seems like a Barbarossa.
I know, but I feel like he. Because he was Captain Hook in that Peter Pan movie.
Oh yeah,
thing.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so I feel like I like seeing him as a pirate. I didn't see that movie, but like I'll give him another shot being a pirate. I like him as a pirate. So I would say Hugh Jackman, even though he's kind of older. I'll still do it.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
He needs a new franchise.
Do you think he'll do a franchise again?
Probably not. I think he's
coming off that Greatest Showman money, dude.
I don't think he's ever going to work again. He's touring with that or something.
Yeah.
I think he's happy.
I think he wants to just do live. If I was him, I'd just do more live.
I think
live.
So, too. I think he's like, I got that Wolverine money. I'm set. I don't want to be attached to anything that I can't get away from in like a year. That's what it seems like to me, at least.
It seems like that with a lot of people like this.
True. Like Chris Evans, I don't see him like.
What's her name? Was this exception? Hunger Games.
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, because she went from like she was like bouncing between that and X-Men.
But she always. But then like she had to leave X-Men.
Yeah,
she
but
always
then
wants
they
to
have
leave.
To like pay her all this money to like stay in X-Men. Right?
Yeah, but she's like just coasting. She's not even trying anymore.
Yeah.
Ever since like the, I think the second movie was her best movie, and then she just stopped trying.
Was that the one where she spoke Vietnamese?
Yeah.
There you go.
That was the one where it was actually more about her. And then the third movie, she's literally like phoned it in. And I'm assuming that's what happens in this next movie too.
Yeah. I forgot she was in this one.
Yeah, everyone's going to forget this movie exists. Dark Phoenix.
Yeah. This is like how far that franchise has fallen.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, we used to talk with glee weekly about X-Men Apocalypse coming out.
No, we were talking about Days of Future Past. Remember, like, how many characters are in this movie? Oh, yeah, that was movie? Crazy.
Yeah.
They kept adding characters. I was so jazzed. And I really like that movie.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite. It's top. That's crazy. Top two.
First Class. X-Men. All the way, baby.
I like that, too. It's up there.
Best movie. Best X-Men movie. X2.
It's like far. Well, I'm not considering Deadpool or Logan.
Yeah.
Because those are too good. But like, but I mean, like, X-Men 1, 2, Days of Future Past, and First Class, those are far above. Like, they're way above
Apocalypse
and 3. Which is crazy. X3.
Because,
like, yeah. Those are so much far lower that they, like, they make me mad. Like, they somehow make those other films worse. I don't know, like, how. That usually doesn't happen for me, but, like.
X3 or.
Like, the Wolverine's okay.
Is that That's the first like one or the second one?
Because
it's like Wolverine and
the Origins and the bad one, and the Wolverine's okay, but I didn't like it as much as other people did, but it's not that bad. Yeah. It's not a bad movie, it's just different. But yeah, X-Men franchise is weird.
Let's talk about some more franchises. Yes. Bad Boys 3.
Bad Boys for Life.
Bad Boys for Life, which is the number scheme. Alexander Ludwig from The Vikings, Vanessa Hudgens from Everything, and Charles Melton from Something.
Yeah, Something, added. Everything, and Vikings.
Yeah.
They've
all been added. So they say, like, this is, like, the new crew.
They're the new bad boys on the block.
Like, and they kind of conflict with the old, like, the old school Martin Lawrence and Will Smith.
What a weird
way to take this franchise.
Yeah.
Because like, if they want to keep going, they're in Guantanamo Bay.
They want to like not go on.
Remember that? They went to Guantanamo Bay in the second one.
Is that what they did?
Yeah, like they had to get, they're in Cuba and they're taking the Humvee and they have to get into Guantanamo Bay because it's like American land and then the Cuban government can't go after them.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, this is crazy they're making this movie. Like as Will Smith reached that point, like if Aladdin fails, like I feel like Will Smith is like done.
I hope.
But then again, like, Johnny Depp just keeps on chugging along. Like, he's untouchable somehow. It's insane.
It's because they'll beat you.
I guess so. Like, he must, I don't know. He's crazy. He just keeps going.
Yeah. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw. We get a full title. And you guys just heard it.
Don't like the title. But I think you need the Fast and Furious in there to be like, but I think it's going to be like Fast and Furious present like a top, like the tiny little print.
And Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and Shaw. Because nobody's going to know what that is. It's like, is this a Calvin and Hobbs like live action thing? That's what I would think. I hope
that'd be weird.
It would be
weird. Because you're like, where's Calvin's name in this?
It's like Calvin is, he's Jason Statham and then Hobbs is
The Rock.
Is The Rock. And that's how I'm going to think of it.
Yeah. And TV news, Chilling Adventures of Sabrina has been renewed for season 3 and 4.
Does it mean anything when they're renewed? Like, can it still be, like, has there been examples of things being renewed and then they just cancel them?
No.
So I think, that, I guess if they're renewed.
Hemlock Grove was renewed for a final season.
Yeah. I guess like that happens. I guess when they say it and it always happens.
That's a weird thing
because they greenlight sequels. It's like movies is completely different. They'll greenlight sequels all the time that they're like, we never made it.
Canceled.
Yeah. But like TV shows are like, oh, if they do 3 and 4, that means it's actually going to happen.
Yeah.
I guess because there must be like contracts before they announce it or something.
That was the crazy thing is like To All the Boys I Loved Before.
Mm-hmm.
Like apparently they were in like contract negotiations and that's why it took them forever. Did you see like how they announced it? Like
there
she wrote a letter.
But I didn't.
Yeah, there's like a video of them talking.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, we're going to need a contract if we're going to do this. He's like, whoa, wait, what? She's like, no, like a real contract to like make a sequel.
Oh, they were, like, not the characters they
were? No, they were themselves.
Okay.
And then she wrote, like, a letter to the fans saying, like, yeah. Because she loves us.
Okay.
We're now...
Gotcha. Were you in the next movie?
Yeah, we're going to all show off all the fans of the movie.
You wrote the movie, a letter to us.
It's crazy how much I enjoyed that movie. That's disgusting. I feel like it's so weird how much I enjoyed that movie.
So out of your demographic.
Yeah.
It's a good movie, though.
It's like my parents loving Crazy Rich Asians. And they're like, I'm like, you guys go to Singapore all the time. And they're like, yeah, but we still love this movie. I'm like, yeah, it's weird.
It's because there's not a movie like it. Like, they yeah. don't spend that money on those types of
movies. Yeah, that's true.
It's just like, yeah, it's a good spectacle.
MMA news. Let's see. I can't think of anything.
No MMA news?
Donald Cerrone says Conor McGregor fight would be interesting. Anderson Silva says he wants to fight Conor. Colby Covington called out Nick Diaz, saying all he does all day is snort coke and beat women.
Wow. Is it true? I mean, that's probably not all he does. He probably eats some food.
Yeah, I mean, that's not all he does. Works he out. Sleeps, works yeah. out, trains.
Yeah, so very hyperbolic exaggeration. Yeah.
Does he spend a good amount of time doing that?
Maybe. Maybe.
In the eyes of the law, he's innocent, though. So. On Netflix, Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown, Season 11. In Marvel Studios, Avengers Infinity War. It's a little indie film. You might have heard of it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I've never heard of it, though.
Yeah, it's weird. I think I might watch it.
Sounds pretty cool. I like titles that tell us the studio before the name of the movie. Those yeah. are my favorite movies.
Like Laika's
yeah.
Kubo and the Three Strings yeah. or whatever.
Yeah, that's why I like Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw, even though that's not the studio. It should be
Universal Studios. Presents Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw.
That's what I want.
Come back tomorrow for some WeViewed, Reviewed, and discussion. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.